And some of you may recall another community group featured not long ago on Neighbors in Action. Soup Grant Lansing works to fund micro grants in our city and gather members of the greater Lansing area for a delicious, homemade, and healthy soup and bread meal. Soup Grant Lansing turned 1 year old a few weeks ago, and WKAR's Peter Wharf was there to bring us the sound of Neighbors in Action.
Soup Grant Lansing recently celebrated its first anniversary over homemade soup in its familiar church basement. I met with a couple of the driving forces behind Soup Grant Lansing.
My name is Heather Borden, and I am one of the founders of Soup Grant Lansing. Terry Borden, my mom, our official soup maker, is the other founder, and then Joel joined our team about 3 months in. So, basically, Soup Grant is something that I saw the concept on TV one day. I think it was on PBS, actually. And it was an expose about what's going on in Detroit in terms of Sunday soup. And I really liked the idea, and I wasn't sure how to start it in Lansing, so I kind of browsed their website, and they had really great instructions on how they started it. And I decided, hey, what the heck, we're going to try and start that in Lansing, focusing on trying to do great things in Lansing. On any project, it didn't have to be nonprofit. It could have been a business or any idea at all that would somehow contribute to the betterment of Lansing.
Tell people where we are right now.
We're actually in the basement of Grace Lutheran Church on Martin Luther King and Lapeer. They're kind of like a partner in the community who's willing to do nice things, and so they've been hosting us for free.
Joel Meredith handles social media and other PR for Soup Grant Lansing. I caught him somewhere between his duties in the kitchen and the welcoming table.
Tell me what's going to happen tonight from the serving of soup to the messages from people who are hoping to receive the grant tonight.
Sure. Well, tonight we're celebrating our first birthday, our first anniversary here in Lansing. So we decided to do something a little bit different than usual. We've invited three past winners back. These three presentations that we're going to have tonight are people who've already won a soup grant before. But the process is going to be the same as it always is. We're going to have people come in, people get homemade soup. We have a fantastic soup chef, Terry, who makes all of our soup for us. So you get a free soup dinner when you come on out. People give a $5 donation, and that $5 donation gets you a vote. We have these three presentations. People are going to talk about what they're doing in the city and have a time for question and answer. And after that is completed, people get to vote for the project of their choice. So the project with the most votes at the end of the night wins, and they get to take home all of the donations that we've collected as their soup grant.
Returning organizations included the group called DANCE, which stands for Developing and Nurturing Community Empowerment. And it's a youth dance group, as described by spokesperson Shadoria.
We have two locations, one in Detroit and one in Lansing. And in Lansing, we bring our kids up to be stars, students taking an active role in society. They're required to do 10 hours of community service or more. They have to have a 2.5 or higher. If they do not have this 2.5, they have to take mandatory tutoring, which is offered through the community center that we work with now. We do mentoring and family outings also throughout the year. It's a 10-month season that starts in September and ends in June. And the whole goal is so that we can allow any children to come and take the training or take the services basically without financial barriers.
Also present were Kids Farm Stand Fund, a grant-funded garden-based nutrition education program that partners with Lansing area schools, and the related Food Systems Project, a school garden-based nutrition education program that provides classroom lessons, an after-school program, and a summer garden camp for kids ages 5 to 12.
Hey everybody, my name's Tara. I'm the program manager at the Food Systems Project. We do a lot of work in the community around nutrition education, and mostly right now we're working with kids, but we also are going to be doing some work with adults in the future.
And at the end of each presentation, nominees open the floor.
Does anyone have any questions about the program or anything that we do?
What schools?
Four schools in Lansing: Riddle Elementary, Willow Elementary, El Shabazz Academy.
After the three presentations, the 20 or so attendees voted on who would receive the evening's soup proceeds. Joel Meredith said a few more words before the reveal.
Soup Grant is not about Heather, me, and Terry. It's about the great ideas that you bring to us and that you share with us. So we're really humbled that you've chosen to come here tonight and share them with us. We're really excited about what you're doing. Without further ado, we're pleased to announce that we've raised $108 for dance tonight.
The Lansing Performance Group Dance left Soup Grant Lansing with $108 extra for the kids. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.